Yeah, let's talk corporate credit here. I'm just looking at the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregated Total Return Value Unhedged Index, and that the good news is it's up 3% year to date. And I'm looking at the Corporate Government High Yield Index. That's up 4.1%. That's the good news. Bad news is all the fixed income stuff got crushed last year, so they got a long way to go to kind of make it back. But when we talk credit, one of the folks we like to check in with is Natalie Trevithick, head of investment grade credit strategy at Payden and Regal. So, Natalie, a better year this year than last year, so we can just forget about last year. What's driving this year? How's the investment grade market dealing with a Federal Reserve that has been really intent on raising rates?
Yes, thanks for having me. This year, it's a whole different story for credit because now corporate bonds yield over 5%. A year ago, they were barely yielding 3%, and we had all those Fed hikes ahead of us. So now with the Fed hikes largely behind us, it should be a good year for credit. Even if we just clip that coupon, we should be earning 5% this year. And as you said, we're already at 3%. So we're actually thinking you could get mid to high single-digit returns.
And Natalie, I see you got your MBA from the University of Texas at Austin. I went to the rival school. I went to Texas A&M and College Station, but that's okay. I wanted to ask you specifically, when we're talking about this space, how are you advising clients to position at this point? What are you suggesting them to buy? What are you suggesting them to either sell or stay away from?
Yes, right now we're recommending an up in quality trade, so we really prefer non-financials. We've had a lot of tech companies come to market recently, Apple yesterday, Meta last week, and we want to start avoiding banks and being a little bit more cautious there. We do think we're out of the crust of the banking crisis of confidence, but we don't think it's over. And also banks serve as a beta for the economy. So if we do think we're going into a recession in the next year's time, banks are likely going to underperform. And we're seeing so much demand for these non-financials. Yesterday, the new issue calendar printed $22 billion and it had $85 billion of demand for those bonds. So people still want credit.
Natalie, I mean, I look at the two-year treasury and I can get 4.1%. That's not too bad. I mean, that's not too bad for just hanging out for a couple of years with the U.S. government. How do you think about going out in terms of duration in your investment grade portfolio?
Yeah, 4.1% is great if you want to lock it in for 2 years. But if you think ultimately rates are going to move lower, we're seeing investors really want to lock in longer duration for longer. So they rather buy 30-year treasuries at 3.85 and add on that credit, and you're getting, again, above 5%. But you're locking that in potentially for a much longer time horizon. So frankly, the bulk of the demand we're seeing is really in 10 and 30-year corporates and a little less so in the front end, despite its cheapness.
Where's more specifically, when we're talking about corporate bonds, do you find to be the most attractive at this point?
We think the more defensive healthcare sector, consumer non-cyclical names are good, as well as some of the consumer names have been doing really well. Earnings are coming in better than anticipated. And while it's not good news for the Fed, but companies are able to pass through a lot of their costs on to the consumer. So from a fundamental perspective, corporate America is in pretty good shape still, we think, in the non-financial side.
So what are some of the sectors that you like? You mentioned some of the tech names that have been coming to the market, Apple. What are some of the sectors that you guys are paying attention to these days?
We also like healthcare and utilities. We've seen a decent amount of issuance out of the utilities, which is typically A-rated, pretty high-quality paper that is coming much cheaper than it has historically. We're also liking some of the communications names are doing well. We had T-Mobile on the market yesterday as well.
And I know the high yield market has been coming under pressure and the spreads have widened there. Talk to us about what you're seeing in that particular space.
Yes, we've seen a lot of issuance pick up, particularly out of energy credit. So sometimes we think they're coming to market just because it's open and they want to lock in this financing while they can. But spreads have widened on the year because people are concerned how high yield will perform in a recession. We've already seen a few defaults so far this year. But we think most of the high yield market has actually improved in quality. Roughly 50% is now in the double B ratings category, which we still think is going to do okay during a recession. And we think the yields are pretty attractive now at around 8.5%. But we do expect some more volatility here. So you have to be very careful on your name selection within high yield.
When you're seeing that type of volatility, what is that telling us about the economy?
I think there's still a lot of uncertainty. Most people, I think, feel that the Fed's probably done the rate hiking cycle for now. But it can go one in, of two directions, and they're both kind of good for credit, because if the Fed is right and they leave rates higher for longer, that means the economy is in good shape, unemployment isn't too high, so corporate spreads can kind of hang out where they are and you clip that coupon. Conversely, if the Fed actually does have to cut, that's going to be good from a rate side in that bond yields will fall and prices will go up. And even if spreads widen, you're still going to win from on the duration side. So we think you're pretty well positioned this year if you want a nice defensive holdings in either treasuries or corporate bonds.
So, Natalie, are your analysts and your fund managers, are they running kind of a recession model? Are they, when they put some money to work, whether it's an Apple or whatever, new issuance, are they kind of saying, let's dust off our recession models, or we're not?
Well, we're looking at that on a name-by-name basis, absolutely. So how resilient are these companies going to be in a recession? And a lot of these investment-grade names are going to hold up well. We aren't expecting a big wave of downgrades to high yield, but we have seen a couple of names fall, such as Nissan this year. So we're just being very careful about those cuspy names and really modeling how they can fare throughout a recession.
And when you're talking about being able to fare throughout a potential recession, I mean, we already were talking about some of these technology names as well, and you mentioned healthcare earlier as well as consumer. I mean, which ones do you think in this modeling that you have can potentially hold up better if it's just kind of a slower growth environment, or even if there is a recession versus those that might be more vulnerable?
Yeah. The sectors I mentioned, I do think will fare better. Those with A ratings, we think, are well positioned. So a lot of these factors which may hit companies, and you're seeing it on the equity side, which could be a big hit to their stocks if they miss earnings, it's not really a concern from the bondholders' perspective. Apple has a very, very strong cash position. So that's a company which we think would do very well from a bondholders' perspective through a recession, even if their stock were to get hit a little.
All right, Natalie, thank you so much. We always appreciate getting your insight. Natalie Trevithick, she's head of investment-grade credit strategy at Payden & Riegel.